Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. And we're starting with the opening weekend of the English Premier League season. The first of Sunday's matches is underway. Stoke City are hosting last season's runners-up Chelsea, who are playing their first Premier League match under new manager Andre Villas-Boas. It's goalless after 25 minutes. Later, the defending champions Manchester United kick off their campaign at West Brom. United's Rio Ferdinand knows many are tipping them to finish top again.
That doesn't mean that you're going to win it just because you're favourites. It's nice to be favourites, but end of the season we'll see where we finish. We relish anything that's put in front of us. I'll be honest, the more pressure comes from within at this club, from the players, from the management staff, the manager himself, the fans. We put that pressure on ourselves to the manager himself, the fans. We put that pressure on ourselves to become winners and win things, and we'll be doing the same this year.
West Brom Manchester United is our live second half commentary in Sports World. Join Lee James from 15 Hours GMT with our new football forum in the first hour, reflecting on, amongst other topics, the sending off of Jovinho on his Arsenal debut as Arsene Wenger's side drew 0-0 at Newcastle in Saturday's late game. The fourth fastest man this year in the 100 metres, Mike Rogers, has tested positive for a banned stimulant, and the US sprinter's place at this month's World Championships is now in jeopardy. Mike made a mistake, says his agent Tony Campbell. He went to a club with some friends and thought he was drinking a Red Bull, but he got one of those energy drinks that had a stimulant in it. Rogers has echoed those comments on his Twitter page, adding, "I'm just trying to get a hearing before the world so I can know my fate." The penalty for a positive test for a stimulant can range from a warning to a suspension of several months. Jason Duffner and Brendan Steele of the United States are the joint leaders heading into the final round of the year's last golf major, the USPGA in Atlanta. They're 7 under par. That's a stroke clear of the field. Here's the BBC's Andrew Cotter.
Not big names, but what a big chance for less vaunted talents in the game to make the final major of this year their first. It's an American-dominated leaderboard with Brendan Steele and Jason Duffner on 7 under par and 25-year-old rising star Keegan Bradley a shot further back. Scott Verplank is 5 under with Steve Stricker 4 under, and Denmark's Anders Hansen round in level par to leave himself 4 shots off the pace with the Masters champion Charles Schwartzel on 2 under. But it was a day generally when the big names blossomed only briefly before wilting in the Georgian heat. The top two in the world, Luke Donald and Lee Westwood, moved to 4-under and 3-under before slipping back to finish on 1-under for the championship. Likewise, Phil Mickelson, 2-under at one stage, had to settle for level par. They are all, it seems, too far back. Instead, a less celebrated name will surely become a major champion.
Andrew Cotter reporting from Atlanta. The number one in men's tennis, Novak Djokovic, is preparing for today's final at the Masters 1000 event in Montreal, where he'll play the in-form American Marty Fish. Djokovic is seeking an unprecedented fifth Masters Series tournament victory in a row. That's the latest World